God, the Greatest Chef of All Time by Dedayo Adeloye. Chapter 3. God, the Greatest Chef of All Time, read by Dedayo Adeloye. I was an arts student in high school in Lagos, Nigeria. I barely maintained a C average when I was in school, but the gift of God upon me is transforming things with my creative side. I pictured something different while going through the book of Genesis, chapter 1. What I saw transcended the beauty of God's creation. I saw God as the master chef who created all things. The heavens, the earth, water, and other creatures out of nothing. All God's creatures are recipes, ingredients, and spices of life. The fishes in the water, the birds in the sky, and every creeping thing on the earth. God remains the greatest chef of all time. He has been the head chef for centuries, and his recipes are valid. Right after God created everything, he needed groomers and servers. He needed chefs after his kind to master the basics and manage the ingredients in the kitchen. Genesis 2 verse 7 reveals to us that God breathed life into mankind, which comes with five basic packages: saltiness, sweetness, bitterness, sourness, and umami. We all have responsibilities in his kitchen, just like we do at our various jobs or offices that involves the recruitment and establishment of guidelines. These instructions for managing his kitchen can be seen in Genesis 2 verse 16. God has entrusted humanity with the care of his creation, and as a result, placed us in charge of his kitchen. We have his express permission to exhibit our dexterity in cooking with an expectation that we churn out good meals out of what he has committed into our care. No excuse will be tenable for lack of performance because we have been well equipped for the responsibility entrusted upon us. Let me help you understand this better. Everyone you encounter in life represents the people who showed up at your space in the kitchen to be attended to by you or to have a taste of your dish. If I may ask, are you making positive impact on your guests in the kitchen? Are you leaving them with great impressions of your cooking skills or service? Would you say your clients find the taste of your dishes satisfying? Our mood at the time of cooking could affect the way the meal turns out as well. Being in the kitchen isn't always fun, as it comes with its attending hazard and stress. The good news is that there is a provision to ask God for help. The book of Revelation in the Holy Bible says that the master chef will be back someday, and when he returns, he would have a taste of the dishes he's prepared so far. The question is, will God be impressed with your meal when it comes back? Every tick on the clock is a chance to get better at your cooking. Cook, bake, grill, fry, or do whatever you have to do. Just don't get it burned. Make the most out of your life. God has given us his best and has left you with all the raw materials in the kitchen to make something tangible out of life. The preparatory stage may be ugly and messy, with some cuts and burns experienced along the way. But in the end, the outcome always justifies the process. Don't give up on the process. No matter how teary-eyed you get from chopping the onions, stay encouraged. Get yourself in the kitchen and do something. Make your life count.